Osiris.
Before we get into the show, we want to tell you about a partner we think you should know about called 1906. It's an edibles company, and they're going to have a really cool limited edition product release at Dick's this year. And we thought that this 12 Days to Dick's series would be a great time to tell you about this. 1906 has teamed up with Tom Marshall to create two limited edition designs called Amphibian Edition. This collaboration was, of course, inspired by Tom's band Amphibian, which began in 1999. This collaboration focuses on two of 1906's most show-friendly products, Go Beans, which are for energy, and Bliss Cups for happiness. And who doesn't need a little bliss every now and then, especially now, leading up to Dick's? So these two limited edition designs will be available in 8 to 10 stores in the Denver area starting Monday, August 27th. Each special edition packages features an amphibian-inspired design that commemorates the three-night run and culminates in the Bliss Lounge, which is going to be in the lot outside of Dick's both Saturday and Sunday. So if you're going to go to Dick's, come by, see the space, say hello to Tom and the 1906 folks, and get fish-inspired makeup artistry for the show. So to find out where the amphibian editions are going to be around Denver and to get details on the Bliss Lounge, check out Instagram 1906. New highs, and we'll also put that in the show notes. Have fun out there.
Osiris.
Friendly podcast. This is a quick hit to Dick's 1999. I'm here with Jonathan. Hi, Jonathan.
Hi there.
And Matt. Hi, Matt.
Hello.
We are making our way to the end. This is the second to last, or the penultimate, if you will. Quick hit to Dick's. Miles learned how to say penultimate when he was two because Rachel taught him, and it was like one of our coolest tricks was to have him say that. So I just wanted to throw that out there for Miles.
Yep, but does he actually know what it means? Because most people, they get that wrong.
He did at one point, but I don't think he does anymore. Like, it was a three-year-old thing, not a five-year-old thing. Anyway, how you guys doing?
Not bad.
I'm doing good. I'm in packing mode because I leave for Dick's tomorrow.
It's crazy.
Getting ready for the Colorado adventure.
That's cool. Jonathan and I will be in the Delmarva area, just hanging out, being cool.
I'll be sad at home. Surrounded by my loving family, who will be mad because I'll be watching the webcasts every night.
I guess this is a good time to say, if you are... not going to Dick's and you want to hear us maybe talk about fish, we're hoping to do a couch report on Sunday night. So check out osirispod.com for information on that. So guys, 99, this is sort of an interesting year. A lot of people love 99 in terms of improv, especially in the fall and December and as it gets up to Big Cypress. And we did a two-part series on 99, right? Which was maybe one of our most popular episodes we've ever done. Matt, is 99 just very dear to your heart?
It's good. I prefer the stuff later in the year. There's some good stuff. There's some real nuggets in the summer. You know, of course, everybody loves the Canman chalk dust, and there's that awesome fee from Virginia Beach. But I think for me, when things get really interesting is in December. Some of the shows that, you know, once again, we covered with Wade in those extremely popular episodes. Everybody loves Wade.
Everybody loves Wade.
Yeah, yeah.
Are those popular? I mean, I had fun doing them, but I don't remember. I don't look at the numbers. So.
Two of the most popular episodes, according to our statistics.
Yeah. Wow. The third most popular was the one on, I think you missed it, Jonathan. It was when Matt did an entire spoken word series. Do you remember that one?
Was that the tweezer thing? Because I was there for that.
No, no, Matt did a spoken word. It was not about fish at all. It was about just obscure poetry from the 19th century. It was incredibly popular.
Yep, oh, all in iambic pentameter. It was fantastic.
Yeah, exactly. So guys, 99, we're in the summer. We're at July 4th. Happy 4th of July, everybody. This, I think, Jonathan, you chose this, right? Or did you, Matt?
It wasn't me.
I don't really know. Maybe I did.
I think it was Brad. It was Brad who was gonna be here
Brad,
tonight.
Who couldn't be with us today.
Because he forgot the last minute. He realized he had to go camping. So Brad is getting into all kinds of shenanigans. We're going to detail that more in the future. But we ended up on this 99 ghost and a slave that someone who has access to this document put in here. We will never know who it was. Could have been one of my dogs. Anyway, decent combo, though.
Yeah. So like we talked about yesterday, this is one where Fishman really starts driving things. It's relatively standard ghost territory until about halfway through, and then he starts this awesome swing on the ride cymbal, and it really starts to boogie, gets out of that 99. The ghosts in 99 could just be very thick with the rhythm and the loops and everything like that, and this one has a little bit more pep to it. I like that. And then the I actually, you know, I knew that Slave was coming out of this jam because I had been told to listen to both the ghost and the Slave. But then when the Slave happened, it's a surprise. It's a really cool, fun, interesting segue. I've listened to this set before. I have to imagine in the room, I don't know how the Slave went over. Although it was a little bit of a funky Slave in the beginning. There was some clav work from Paige and some different things, but that last, like maybe, you know, 5 to 6 minutes of the ghost is definitely a fun listen.
Yeah, you know, I think that the I completely agree on the ghost. It's outstanding. I really like the Slave. I like the transition into the Slave. It's the slow burn version. You know, it's not it's placed oddly. Of course, it's not a set closer or anything like that, but I would have been thrilled to hear it. I saw a few shows on this tour and then got married right in the middle of it. So I didn't see the rest, but this is the kind of stuff I was there to see. And this is great.
So 99, as you mentioned, Matt, that like kind of heavy, there was like, as Mr. Miner called it, the millennial sound, was in sort of in almost every jam at that point. Right. And that's where like, Trey's guitar is sort of like spacey and a little bit in the background, and actually not that different sort of from what you heard in the 2018 summer tour in some parts, right?
Yeah, very texture oriented rather than taking solos per se. But I feel like in the summer that hasn't necessarily taken over. He's still out there in front, but maybe not like, you know, like 94, 95 machine gun Trey. He's prominent, but kind of laying down, starting to get into the textures, but it's not like later in the year where it's just loops or where he's playing, you know, that little keyboard that he had. And it's not like 2018 where he's like completely laying back with the Leslie in his loops and letting somebody else take over, for a little bit, but he's getting there. He's working towards that a little bit.
Yep. Cool. We should get into it. One thing I just want to mention, cause I didn't at the beginning, is that in 1999, everything's all fucked up because we're worried about Y2K. Jonathan's been working on our computers and the Matrix came out, so now everyone's more confused, and it's just weird in 1999, you know?
Let me tell you how weird and confusing it is. Yes, I was working on the computers, but I also did not get married in 1999. I just look at July and I think, oh, the middle of that month I got married, or my anniversary is happening, something like that. It's the only excuse I could come up with for not seeing more than the 3 shows I saw at the beginning of July of 99.
Wow.
I don't really know what happened there, actually.
Good times. The last thing I want to say, I mentioned The Matrix, but dude, 1999... these are the movies that came out that year. The Matrix, which I already mentioned. American Beauty. Fight Club. Eyes Wide Shut, which I thought was like an interesting movie. And maybe one other like famous movie. That's a lot of really like good movies to come out in a year. But maybe that's just because like that's the last year that I actually watch movies. Anyway, should we let people listen to this Ghost and Slave?
Please.
We shouldn't be talking about the merits of Fight Club.
Thank you. Thank you.